Hello everyone. In my previous video recording, we discussed how we can effectively use LogParser to troubleshoot ASP.NET session leak kind of scenarios. Sometimes when we browse our web-based applications, we would see a response similar to this, saying HTTP 400 error, bad request. There could be multiple reasons for this behavior. In this short video recording, let's discuss how we can use LogParser to troubleshoot these issues. There are multiple layers in which one can set HTTP 400 error. For example, if we are hosting our application in IIS, our application can set 400 status code in its HTTP response. Or if we are using a custom ISAP module or a filter, those ISAP modules and filters can set a 400 error in their responses. Or our HTTP.sys driver, our HTTP listener can reject the request saying, hey, I don't like the request, and can set a HTTP 400 in the HTTP response. Or our load balancer, the proxy, or any other intermediate device for that matter can set 400 in the HTTP response. So when we troubleshoot these issues, it's really important to find where exactly this 400 status code has been set. So we might need to start from our IIS logs to make sure our applications or any other components that my application is using is not setting the HTTP 400 status. So we can run a very simple query, something like this, select star from the log where the status code is 400. So we can run something which is similar to this. And if we see any output for this particular query, which actually means that the 400 status code has been set by our application. If we don't see any output, then it's possible that our HTTP.sys or any other networking device is setting 400, not our application. So in my case, if I execute this query, I'm not receiving any output for this query, which actually means my application is not the one which is setting the 400. Then the next place that I should be looking for is HTTP ERR logs. There are a few logs that will be generated in this folder, see Windows System 32 log files HTTP ERR, which are written by our HTTP API. So whenever our HTTP.sys reject any request, that information will be logged in these log files. So we need to look into these log files. We need to parse these log files to understand whether we are seeing any 400 errors in these log files. If we do see any 400, that actually means our HTTP.sys is the one which rejected the request. If we don't see any 400, then we might need to capture a simultaneous packet capture in all the devices to understand who actually is setting the 400 status code. So let's run this very simple query. Select everything, all the fields from C users, JAWS, desktop, HTTP ERR.log. So this is the query. I'll just show you the query for the interest of others. LogParser input W3C. W3C is the input format, and I'm selecting all the fields where the status code is 400. And I do see few 400 status codes in my HTTP ERR.log, which actually means my HTTP.sys is the one which rejected all these requests. There is a field included, yes reason. Basically, there are multiple reasons for HTTP.sys to reject a request. It could be because of the request length exceeded the maximum allowed limit, or it could be because of an invalid header, or it could be because of an invalid URL, or it could be because of the HTTP.sys not able to parse the request. In my case, the reason here is request length, which actually means my request exceeded the maximum allowed request length. So if I go back and look at my request, I had captured a network trace and I had reformed the request, original request that has been sent by the client. And if I see, it's really large. And the reason why it is large is because of one custom cookie that I'm setting from my custom authentication module. So I might need to go back and revisit the logic of custom authentication module that I'm using to understand why this cookie is really huge. So this is how we can effectively use LogParser to troubleshoot HTTP 400 errors. There are situations when we use cookies in our application, or when we append values to the cookies in our applications and we don't bother much about the cookie expiry, then over a period of time, the cookie length will keep on growing and eventually the users might start seeing HTTP 400 error. Then they might need to delete the browsing history and cookies in their devices to get rid of that situation. In those cases, we might need to go back to our application to understand the cookie expiry logic in our application, and we might need to insert a cookie expiry logic if we don't have one, or modify the cookie expiry logic that we have in our application to mitigate this particular scenario. So in those cases, our system administrators might be interested in identifying or in analyzing proactively the trend of cookie sizes that our application is dealing with. Right. So in those kind of situations, we can run a very simple query in our log parser just to do a simple string length operation to understand the cookie length that are sent by our client for all the requests. So if you look at here, I'm just selecting CSURI stem cookie and the string length of the cookie from my IIS log. If you look here, one of my requests has had a cookie of length 1,992 characters, so which is really a huge value. I might need to go back and isolate, is this because of client behavior or is this something to do with the server itself? So this is how server administrators can proactively monitor the trends of the lengths of cookies that are handled by our application. In my next video recording, let's discuss how we can use log parser to troubleshoot denial of service attacks. Thanks a lot for watching.